Thanks, Jeff. Again, good morning. Great to be here today. And again, it's wonderful that we can be together. If you're live streaming with us, we're so thankful that you're there. We're thankful for the technology that allows us to be able to be together through live streaming, even though we cannot be together always, all of us, in physical presence. But let me assure you, there's nothing like being together. This morning, we're going to have a special guest speaker to deliver the message. He's going to be talking about evangelism. Brother Bill Colwell is here with his wife, Ruth, and Brother Bill represents World Bible School. And World Bible School is exactly that. It is a ministry that reaches out with the gospel all over the world. We've tried to emphasize as leaders of the congregation here at Sunny Slope, that even though this is a time that is very strange and has necessitated, to some extent at least, the separation of many of our members, and not just here at Sunny Slope, but all around the world due to the COVID, the work is still being done. Aggressive outreach is still being pursued. And Brother Bill is going to talk about a specific ministry that continues to do that in very widespread way. So without taking any more of his time, Brother Bill Colwell, come and talk to us. Please, we pray.
Thank you, Gary, and thank you once again for the opportunity to be here. We truly appreciate it. I am here to talk to you about World Bible School, and it just occurred to me as I was sitting there and Gary was talking that one of the things we mentioned in class this morning had to do with Esther and how her cousin challenged her by saying that, "Who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?" And it reminded me that when we think of 2020 in particular and how strange these times have been and how our lives have been so changed and disrupted in so many fundamental ways, I've got to say that I wonder if God didn't provide World Bible School for such a time as this, because in spite of the difficulties we have with meeting and traveling and doing the normal things we've always taken for granted, the work continues. And I hope that some of the photos that I'll share with you here in just a moment will help you to understand and appreciate how this tool can be so very helpful as we go about trying to share the message of Jesus in our world today. I want to thank the person who read the scripture this morning. This is such an important thought for us as Christians. This is what God has asked us to do. This is our task today. This is what we are here for, and it is so very important. Notice what he asked those disciples in the first century to do, to make disciples, to baptize, to teach. We need to do those very, very same things, and World Bible School can help in that regard. Here are, I want to show you some images of people whose lives have been changed, and these are all pretty much within the last year. And I want you to understand that all these images I'm showing you represent just a small portion of what we learn about at World Bible School every week and many times every day. And I want you to see some of the people who are responding to the gospel and whose lives are being changed. One other thing that I will, on a little bit of a lighter note, I'll ask you to observe as I go through these is, you know, we're blessed in the U.S. in so many ways. One of the ways in which we are tremendously blessed is in the fact that we have absolutely clean baptistries. You'll see what I mean, and you can see a little bit of that right here. But I want to share with you some of the changed lives that we see. Here we see in Malawi. Malawi is a tremendous place for the spread of the gospel. It is now the country in Africa that represents the largest number of new World Bible School students of any country. So a lot is happening there. Zimbabwe used to be that country. There are still a lot of people being reached there. And in fact, in this photo, this is interesting because the gentlemen you see here are prisoners. They were reached through a ministry in the prison in which they are being held. Now, they are all proudly displaying their graduation certificates from their World Bible School studies, but they all have been baptized and were converted. converted as a result of their study. Australia, this one from November, this lady on the left on that side in the greenish top was baptized. Here we see Zambia. Again, notice the baptism taking place here in this river. In some places, literally, as people are baptized, they put up a watch to make sure that some of the wild animals are not present, because that can be literally a life-threatening situation. And yet, it doesn't stop. Kenya. On this side, you see the baptism taking place, and over here you see men holding up literature, which are World Bible School courses that have been translated into Swahili, which is the dominant language in Kenya. So that's a great, great opportunity for outreach. India. India is one of the most populous nations on earth. One of the difficulties we have is there are so many languages and dialects in India. There's so many different language groups to be reached. But this this gentleman here actually translated our materials into Telugu, which is one of the dominant languages in India, and is using that to reach out. Cameroon, in April. On the image on the top right, you see the gentleman in the yellow shirt. You might notice he has a white cane. He's actually blind. His name is Innocent, and he is the gentleman being baptized on the left. He's the one who responded to the gospel. Mozambique. Pictures are tiny, the words you can't read, that's okay. The point here is the response to the gospel in Mozambique is incredibly encouraging. So many people want to hear the word, and so many are responding in very positive ways, life-changing ways, and that's encouraging. Philippines, back in September. Nigeria. This lady was a student of one of our teachers, Mary McKinney, that Ruth and I know very well. She is an extremely capable and dedicated teacher, has taught so many people using World Bible School. And here's one of the responses from her students. Ghana, again, notice where the baptisms are taking place. Thailand. Thailand is an unbelievable country. It's a beautiful country. It's an incredibly challenging country for the spread of the gospel. It is a Buddhist country, about 69 million, and it is a very difficult place to work. The gentleman here, Udorn Inthong, is a very faithful gospel preacher, and he continues to spread the word in that very difficult setting. Uganda, baptized in a drainage ditch there on the left. Italy, the gentleman here being baptized traveled 4 to 5 hours to the nearest congregation of the Lord's church so that he could obey the gospel. Very, very joyous day there. South Africa, Scotland, the lady in the front of the picture there was just baptized. This was back in October. Very joyful occasion there at that congregation in Edinburgh. South Sudan, and notice on the right, I think you might be able to tell the big smile on the face of the lady being baptized. You see the joy on her face as she is obeying the gospel, starting her new life. That joy is so common there, and yet, here's the scenario in which this teaching is taking place. Sudan, South Sudan, which is literally the newest country on the earth, is in a very serious situation of civil war, tribal warfare. The hatred among groups is rampant. And in this picture was taken after a village was burned. Over 100 homes were destroyed because of that. And yet the gospel continues to be spread. Brazil is the largest Portuguese-speaking country on the earth, and we are in the first phases of a very large-scale effort there to reach people and to offer them the opportunity to study. And here you simply see stacks of the material that has been translated into Portuguese, which is now being distributed and used in that country. A lot of effort going on there. And Sierra Leone, again, the quality of some of these photos aren't the best. They're sent to us from people on the scene, and we love to share them. Now, the last four I want to show you are a little different, because these represent situations in which congregations are reaching out locally, right where they live, offering the gospel using World Bible School tools that I'll describe for you in just a couple of minutes. This picture was taken in British Columbia, a congregation there who was able to study with and baptize this young lady who's now an active part of that congregation. West Virginia, the lady in the middle was reached through a local outreach using World Bible School. Colorado, this one is in Denver. In Tennessee, this was in Memphis. Now, there's another one that I just received a couple of days ago, and I haven't yet added to this presentation, but it shows a lady being baptized at the Harlem Church of Christ in New York City, just a couple of, actually on Wednesday of this last week. Again, a result of local outreach in those areas. All of these photos, all of these images that I'm showing you represent people who have heard the gospel, who have responded, who have given their lives to Christ. They have heard that gospel through World Bible School. And again, as Gary mentioned before, I want to emphasize, God's work has not stopped because of COVID. If anything, it has become more urgent. And in all these places, people are hearing, understanding, believing, and obeying the gospel. And it takes Christians to make that happen. Now, here are some of the tools of World Bible School. These are the things I want to talk about with you briefly this morning. I want to describe to you the things that are available, the things that can be used, and some of the ways in which they can be used to help share that gospel message. First of all, we now offer 5 different Bibles. You see here in the image on the front left, that's our original English Standard Version World Bible School Study Edition Bible. We've offered that for about 4 years now. It's been very popular and it's very, very useful. I've got some samples out on the table. I encourage you to stop by and take a look. On the front right, the blue cover Bible is designed specifically for use in jail and prison work. So if you have any of that going on here, talk to me. This can be very, very helpful in that regard. Upper left is the New King James Version that we are just recently began to offer. And in the middle, in the back, is the what we call our Presentation Bible. It's a larger print, which makes it easier to read. And in the upper right, the right back, is actually a French language Bible. Now, all of these Bibles contain, in the back, study helps that correspond to the World Bible School study courses. They give additional study helps and study aids to include specific topical studies on very important topics, like baptism. What does God's Word tell us about these things? What is the truth? What is it that makes them so very important? These go hand in hand with the World Bible School courses that I have samples of out on the display. This is our basic curriculum. We call it the Master Series. It's a total of the 7 booklets, 7 courses you see here, 50 lessons in total. Of those 50 lessons, 29 lessons, the first 5 courses are geared specifically for those who are seeking, those who want to learn, those who have not yet obeyed the gospel. The last 2 contain 21 lessons that are geared specifically for brand new Christians to help them grow and mature in their faith. So collectively, these are a very, very good study tool and good resources to help anybody, Christian, new Christian, seeker, to learn and understand God's will. We also offer some additional courses, our supplemental courses on topics like prayer, miracles, faith and works, the covenants, old and new. What do we live under? The old, new, old law, new law, and then the guide to New Testament Christianity. These are also very, very useful for Bible class curriculum and can be used effectively in that way. And then our traditional children's courses and courses written specifically for Muslims are available for those specialized audiences as well. Now, all of this printed material that I've mentioned here, much of it is also available online and has been since about the mid-90s. So that gives us the opportunity to reach people who prefer an electronic study method. And those are available and very easy to access. And in fact, we have just within the last week significantly upgraded our online website to add some very important new capabilities to help us reach even more people than we've been able to reach in the past. Connect. Connect is a concept of simply using World Bible School tools in a local setting. You know, the traditional concept of World Bible School, the one that most people think about is, I, here in the United States, teach someone halfway around the world. And many of those photos I showed you represent that scenario. That is still a very, very important part of what we do. And yet Connect offers the opportunity to reach out right where we live, offer the opportunity to study, and to encourage people. And those last four images that I showed you of those conversions were a result of churches using World Bible School in a Connect, a local outreach kind of scenario. And that can be done in a couple of ways. One is what we call a traditional campaign, and that is simply when you go on the website and you create what we call a URL, which is a web address, and it's kind of hard to see on that card, but it's an address that would be specific to your church only. Then you print out the cards, much like what you see here. The template is provided there for you. And you ask your members to give these to people through the course of the week. When they do, they are reading the invitation there to sign up to study the Bible. And if they do that, then they are offered back to one of you so that you can connect with them. You can encourage them. You can be their study helper. It's a very personal way to reach out to people and offer them the opportunity to study. And it's something that any member can do. It's a very, very personal way to reach out with that opportunity. The other option is what we call a web campaign. And that's a little different in that in this approach, you define a geographic area that you'd like to reach, like, let's just say, off the top of my head, Omaha. You know, for whatever reason, that might be important to you. Most churches do that in their hometown. You choose an area you'd like to target, and then you establish on the website a geographic area. You give a center point and a radius, and then it draws a circle on the map. That circular area becomes your target area, which simply means that for people in that area who are looking online, they are searching. They've got religious questions they're asking. They're looking for online studies and free opportunities and things like that. They will be given the opportunity to register at World Bible School. And if they do that, once again, their name is presented to you so that one of you can personally connect with them, can encourage them, and assist them as they go through the study, and hopefully to build a relationship there and to encourage them to obey the gospel and to become a part of this body right here. So that's Connect. Now here we see the places across the country where churches and individuals are using that targeting to find seekers. There's a lot of circles on that map. There's a lot of congregations and individuals using this very approach to target places where they have a particular interest, either their hometown or perhaps their congregation supports a preacher in another location. But whatever the case, a lot of churches are using this, and it is producing results. They're also being used in foreign countries. It's tougher to see here, but there are currently those targeted circles in around 30 foreign countries, typically where a church has a missionary that they support and work with. But once again, if you do that, and a person in that area registers, the person gets to study with a Christian right here in your congregation. Then if they're ready to be baptized, in this scenario, you would be able to contact that missionary, that person that you know on scene, who can personally assist them and help them to obey the gospel. A lot of people have used World Bible School over the years. Since we began in 1973, we estimate 35 million, and in fact, it's about time to update that number and increase it. About 35 million have been given the opportunity to have the gospel shared with them using these tools. Now, for 2019, which is the last year that I have the full tallied numbers for, you can see on here that a lot of people have registered to study. Around 1.2 million people ask for the printed lessons, the postal lessons. Some 70,000 ask to study online, and we really expect these numbers to go up. Now, 2020 threw us a curve. These numbers were much lower last year because of the difficulties with international mail systems. That's how these printed lessons travel back and forth between study helper and student. So it was significantly lower, but that's something we want to be praying about. We want to ask God to continue to open those doors, both for the mail system and the electronic system, so that more and more people can be reached. Notice 8,000 number there for teachers. 6,000 to 8,000 Christians serve as study helpers for these students. And every year, upwards of around 18,000 people request to be baptized. That's a lot of souls seeking and a lot of people responding to the gospel. And obviously, with that kind of need, we need a lot of Christians to be a part of this ministry to assist. So I'd ask you to consider that as well. Lastly, I want to mention our two newest tools. One is called Methodis. Let me stop for just a minute. Is there anyone here who's heard of Methodis? Can I see a show of hands? Anybody familiar with this? Nobody? Okay. This is brand new. Methodis is a new social media tool. If you're familiar with Facebook, you know what social media is, or Twitter or those other platforms. This is similar in one sense. It's similar in that you can go onto the Methodis site and you can have social interaction with other people on the site just like you can on a Facebook or one of the other social media sites. But this one is substantially different because its focus is on spiritual growth. Facebook is a great tool. You can find some great things on Facebook. But you all know, just like I do, that you can also find some incredibly difficult and destructive and negative things there. You won't find that on Methodis. Methodis is geared specifically for discipleship and spiritual growth. Currently, it hosts 7 different courses, and we will have more courses offered over time. And the concept is simply this, that you go on, you grab several friends, and you form jointly a study group, and then you go on to the site, and you select one of the courses to study. And each of you, as you work through each of the lessons, you watch the video associated with that lesson, very high-quality video. The content is phenomenal. And you each answer the questions, you each do the online exercises, and you, as a group, work through that together in using the social interaction. As you can see from the image on this screen, you can tell who this tool was originally designed to reach. It was designed to reach generations who are the most comfortable on social media. And yet, as I was explaining to Gary this morning before we started, one of the silver linings of COVID, from my perspective, is it has forced some people who previously would say, I hate technology, I can't do that, no, that's too hard. It's forced many people to force themselves to use technology and to discover it's not as difficult as I thought. And so this is now available and usable by a much wider audience even than we had thought originally. And it is a tremendous tool. In spite of the difficulties of COVID, this one is tailor-made for that situation. So Methodis is a great tool. I would encourage you to check it out. Now, what I'm showing you here are 3 of the courses. I mentioned there are 7. These 3 are what we call the Methodis originals. I apologize, those images are rather dark. It's a little hard to see those. But the one on the left is entitled Wondering What to Believe. Now, let me just ask you, do you know anyone who literally is kind of bumbling through life wondering what to believe? They don't have any kind of spiritual foundation. And they truly don't know what's true, what's not. They just don't know. There are a lot of people like that. They are the ones that this course is intended to reach. The one in the center is in need of a savior. That's targeting people who are truly seeking. They know they have a need in their life. They're not quite sure what it is, but they are honestly seeking and looking to discover God's will. That's who that course is for. And the one on the right, which will be available in another month or so, is entitled Seeking the Family of God. And that is written for brand new Christians. So all of these are available for different types of audiences, and they are incredibly useful, very, very, very helpful. In fact, I mentioned earlier about the lady who was just baptized on Wednesday at the Harlem Church of Christ in New York City. She was taught using a Methodist group over Zoom. The teacher used this every Tuesday night. They would go through the lessons using Zoom, using this material. That was how she was converted. Very very, very great success story there. Now, in addition to these three courses, there are corresponding Bible class curriculum that goes with each one. The one on the left is entitled Reaching Those Wondering What to Believe. In the center, Reaching Those in Need of a Savior. And on the right, Reaching Those Seeking the Family of God. Now, the point of this Bible class curriculum is not only does it give you additional material to go along with what is online as you study this and as you study it together, but these are designed to help the individual Christian learn how to use the Methodist tool set so that they can in turn go out and invite others into their own study groups. And it becomes much more of an outreach-focused tool. So it's very, very well put together. I would highly recommend it. And if you're taking notes or if you're taking mental notes, I would really encourage you, please go to methodist.org and take a look. Very, very good material. Here are some of the questions that are addressed in some of the lesson topics. Who is God? Who am I? What's the meaning of life? You know, these are questions along with some of the others like, is there right and wrong? Does nature give proof of God? So these are some of the lesson titles that are addressed, and these are titles that some people who might be unwilling to study, if you said, would you like to study the Bible with me, they might be more than willing to study a lesson that asks the question, what's the meaning of life? Is there right and wrong? So this opens doors that perhaps might not be open in the cases of some people. So it's very exciting. Lastly, our latest tool is called Spoken. It is a phone app, and it is designed to help people who are learning to speak conversational English. You know, around the world, there are literally millions and millions of people for whom learning to speak the English language is their goal. It is something that can help them in their lives, in their occupation, can help them have a better life to learn the English language because it is such a dominant language around the world. This is designed to reach those people, and it gives them the opportunity using their phone. It presents them with a scripture. They read the scripture. They hit the record button on their phone, read it into their phone using their very best English. And then a Christian responds back to them. They hear what that person read on their phone, and they get to hit the record button and give them feedback, give them encouragement, give them pronunciation tips, and share with them, here's what this passage of scripture means to me. And it's all intended to encourage those people to register to study more in depth using World Bible School. So our hope is that that will generate many, many more students. These are the tools. These are the things that are available today, and that I would strongly encourage you, if you have questions, please see me afterwards. Let me answer those for you. I'd love to assist you to learn more about what these can do for you. Lots of ways World Bible School tools can be used. In the traditional sense, they can be used to teach people far away. They can be used to find people right where you live and reach out to them with the gospel. They're great to use in one-on-one studies. They're great for Bible class curriculum. I know churches that use the materials in that way, and they work really, really well. A new Christian needs more grounding in the faith. These materials can help there as well. If you have some kind of benevolence outreach to the community, incorporate some of these into that effort to offer not only the benevolence that you are providing, but at the same time to offer the gospel message as part of that as well. They're available in print, online, and our materials are available in English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. So lots of people can study. I would ask you this morning, here's how you can help, and I would ask you please to consider this and to take advantage of these. First of all, please pray for this ministry. Please pray for the people around the world who are using these tools to study and learn what God would have them do. And pray for those Christians who are helping them as study helpers. It's a very important work, and we need a lot of prayer, particularly given the COVID situation. We ask God to continue to open doors so that more and more can be reached. Secondly, I would ask you to get involved. find these tools that are workable for you. And if you have questions, give me a call. Give me a shout. I would be more than happy to help you get started using these tools in your personal outreach and in the outreach of this congregation. And finally, if you think that this work is worthy, I would ask you to consider supporting us in a financial way. In closing, we read in Mark chapter 4 about the parable of the sower. And we know in that parable that farmer went out and sowed a lot of seed. Scripture tells us that he sowed it far and wide, and that seed found a lot of different settings where it settled. Some of it grew up and the weeds choked it out, the thorns choked it out. Some of it grew up and the soil was thin, the sun was hot, and it withered and died. Much of what that sower sowed did not produce a meaningful crop. That's a fact. But here's the point I want you to understand, I want to leave you with. Scripture tells us that the remainder of that seed found good soil. It put down strong roots, it grew, and Scripture says it produced some 30-fold, some 60, some 100-fold. Now that farmer didn't know which seed individually would yield a crop. So he was forced to sow a lot of seed and allow the seed, some of it, to find good soil that would host it and allow it to grow. And I would simply tell you the same is true for us today as we think about sharing the message. We've got to sow a lot of seed and allow God to reveal to us that good soil so that we can continue to nurture that seed and water it as it warrants. That's the message I have for you this morning. I hope that you will consider World Bible School, and as I mentioned before, please give me the opportunity to share more with you afterwards. If you have questions, please look at the samples, take some of those, and let me know how I can be of assistance. But before we close, I want to read you one passage of Scripture, and then the message is yours. I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 1. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Do you know what I just read to you? I just shared with you the gospel, the good news that Jesus came, gave us hope. That is the good news. That is the gospel. And I would tell you that if you're here this morning and if you have heard that gospel and if you understand that, I would tell you that you need to respond to it without delay. And we'll give you that opportunity here in just a moment. If you're subject to that gospel, we would ask you to come and to put him on in baptism, become his child. If you're here this morning and you're a Christian and you have a need that this body can meet, we would tell you as well, you need to respond. And please come this morning. Whatever your need, if we can help you in any way, we would ask you to come at this time as we stand and as we sing.